This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 27, Seeking the Comfort of Israel. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 2. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "The child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." In this story related to Christmas, we meet Simeon, a righteous and devout man who was waiting for the consolation or comfort of Israel. Based on a promise made to him by God, Simeon was waiting for God to rescue and comfort his people. Isaiah had spoken about this consolation with the words, "Comfort my people, says your God." And these words point to the coming of the Messiah, God's anointed, to rescue and deliver his chosen people. Simeon had been waiting and watching at the temple in Jerusalem for this Messiah. Then one day, prompted by the Holy Spirit, he recognized Israel's comfort in the baby Jesus, brought in by Joseph and Mary, to do for him what the custom of the law required. Through the witness of Simeon, Luke announces that the comfort of Israel has come to save all God's people from their sins, wherever they are throughout the world. At Christmas, we celebrate that Jesus, the comfort and hope of the world, comes to us. He lives in our hearts, and through the Holy Spirit, we trust in him as we live by faith. We have received the comfort of Jesus, and now we live in joyful obedience, serving him in the world. Give thanks today for the comfort of knowing Jesus, and prepare your heart for his second coming. Pray with me. Jesus, you are our comfort and our hope. Help us to trust and serve you in all things. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.